Welcome back to DC Talk. This is episode number 44, recorded on Saturday, May 25th, 2019. Happy Towel Day to all you hitchhikers out there, for all you Douglas Adams fans. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong genre. Sorry. This is not Mike. Mike has been eaten by Thanos' snap. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong franchise. No, he's been picked up by the monitor. No, he doesn't deserve to be picked up by the monitor. He's actually been trapped in white space for the time being. But he should be back next week. Hopefully not flattened like a couple other Denisons in the space. But we will be talking about that next week. There isn't a whole lot of news to cover this week, so I am flying solo. Well, as I said, he's trapped. Sorry, guys. I know you don't want to just hear just me. Mike's the popular one. I'm just along for the ride. In network announcements, you can go to randomchatter.com/community. That's where you can get to all of our social media pages on Twitter and Instagram, etc. You can get to our Discord channel, our Patreon page, our shop, etc. Our shop, where you can get the Random Chatter logo on shirts, hoodies, stickers, tapestries, almost anything you can think of that you would want the Random Chatter logo slapped on, you can order one there. Although they still need magnets. Magnets are cool. I'm told that other logos are coming soon-ish, including the DC Talk logo, not with a mustache. I don't care what Mike says. It will be the actual DC Talk logo, not the fake one with a mustache. Sorry, Mike. There aren't any show announcements, and I really don't have a DC movie quote for the week, although Batman vs. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is out digitally now, so maybe check that out. I will be checking it out probably sometime this weekend, maybe, if I have time. Yeah. Anyway, so, like I said, there isn't much news, and we won't be having our discussions this week, because Mike isn't here, and I wouldn't want to deprive him of being able to share his thoughts on the finales this week. So we're just gonna get right into the news. So, there is a Batwoman teaser that's running on the CW app, or at least the CW app as I see it here in LA. It claims the show will be starting this fall, but all of the news, as in this fall 2019, but all of the news items I've found says it will start mid-season, which I tend to think is of as winter 2020. So maybe that explains why season one starts pre-Elseworlds. I'm not entirely sure about that, and unfortunately, any additional information I found has been very vague. So, your guess is as good as mine. We'll just have to wait until they give us a more concrete announcement of when the series is going to premiere. In DCU news, there was another Swamp Thing trailer released. It looks interesting, a bit more horror-esque than I would really be wanting normally, but there are things that I will, watch with regards to DC and Star Wars and other things that I won't normally watch or read, elsewhere. I know Lizzie's not listening to this, but I actually happen to like Death Troopers. It was a good book. Sorry, Lizzie, if you're listening. In other DC Universe news, actually, this isn't really DC Universe news, because it's not really about the streaming service. DC Universe Online is coming to the Nintendo Switch this summer. Again, this is not the streaming service. I'm not sure if Mike saw that in the actual article. But this is not the streaming service. This is the MMO game. And it is coming to the Nintendo Switch this summer. So if you play DC Universe Online and want to get in on the game through your Nintendo Switch, have at it, guys. In general DC news, let's see. DC fans have raised over $10,000 to promote the releasing of the Justice League Snyder Cut at Comic-Con. Give it up, guys. Just give it up. At this point, I don't even want to see it, really. Just give it up. Okay, other news. The DC Super Pets movie has been pushed back 1 year after the announcement of John Wick 4. The movie has been pushed back to May 2022. Which would mean happy 45th birthday to me. I know Mike is not thrilled about this movie. I personally don't hate it. But we have an extra year to make up our minds. So, mazel tov. Let's see. Other news. Batman writer Tom King is going to be leaving the title after issue number 85. King has been writing Batman since the Rebirth started back in 2016. His run was supposed to end with issue 105, but has been cut short to issue 85. Sources suggest that the decision was DC's and not King's, but there are no confirmations on this. Let's see. Batman Last Night on Earth is starting. First issue will be released this coming Wednesday, May 29th. There was a trailer released earlier this week, I believe. The three-issue miniseries starts its run on the DC Black Label. As I said, this Wednesday, the DC Black Label is for the more mature storylines, the darker stuff, the more adult stuff. Probably won't be getting my hands on it anytime soon, but maybe when it becomes available on the DC Universe, I'll have a look through it. So the basic summary of this is that Bruce Wayne wakes up in Gotham, young, sane, and he was never Batman. Interesting. I did see a poster for this, not having known a whole lot about the miniseries. The first issue's cover, from a distance, looks like deceptively like Batman is taking on the Green Lantern mantle, but upon closer inspection of the lantern he's holding, it turns out to be Joker's head in a jar. So that's kind of where this particular miniseries looks to be going. According to the trailer that you can see on YouTube, they seem to be billing this as, like, the next logical step after The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Returns. But since I have read neither, I know I'm a terrible Batman fan. I really cannot. Okay, so Robert Pattinson has been 100% confirmed as the next Batman. I did not hate this idea last week, and I really still don't. That was before, when I had only seen him in Twilight. Yes, I've seen Twilight. Again, vampires. They were involved. Don't kill me. But also the fourth Harry Potter movie. I liked him well enough in those. I've also seen a couple of his other movies since then. I just finished watching The Rover, which was interesting in a post-economic collapse meets 7 Days to Die, but without the zombies type setting. It's mostly just humans being crappy to each other. I don't think Mike's gonna like this one. But, I mean, if he wants to see him be something other than Edward Cullen, maybe this is it's a very, very big departure from Twilight. Obviously. Also, I saw Remember Me late this week, which was also really, really good. For those Hitchhikers fans, again, those Douglas Adams fans out there may understand the SEP field that is kind of, without giving any spoilers away, there's a bit of an SCP field on the movie. It's really good, but once that, and maybe I just wasn't paying attention to this when the movie was set, but once that's kind of ripped away, it's a, oh crap. Wow. Yeah, that was also really good, and he was pretty good in it, so I do recommend that one as well. Let's see. Shazam! Home Entertainment details have been released. It will be released digitally on July 2nd and on DVD, Blu-ray, etc. on July 16th. So get your pre-orders in, guys. And then finally, the Booster Gold movie strip had script. I can talk, really, I can. Has been completed. Cool. And so, as I said before, there is no DC TV discussion this week because, again, Mike is trapped in white space. But we will be pulling him out next week and getting back to our TV discussions next week, where we will be discussing the season finales of Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow, and Doom Patrol. That season finale was disturbing on so many levels. As well as the premiere of Swamp Thing. So stay tuned for that. But that is everything. I know, like I said, there is not much news this week. And I was bad at looking for news. That's usually Mike's department. I really should get him out of white space, I suppose. But we want to hear from you. You can email us, randomchatter.com, dctalk@randomchatter.com. That would be helpful. You can find us on Twitter @randomchatter, or that's for the network in general. You can find the show at DC Talk Pod. You can find me at Carrie Blackfire 42. That's K-E-R-I Blackfire 42. You can find Mike at the DC Fanboy. That's the DC _ Fanboy. You can find all of our shows over at randomchatter.com. Don't forget to spread the word and tell your friends, family members, coworkers, complete strangers, if anyone you think might be interested in geeky stuff, send them our way. You can leave reviews on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. If you leave us a review and let us know, we will read it on air. You can find us on Discord. That's randomchatter.com/Discord. You can get into the main lobby and all of the show channels for free. But if you donate at least $1 a month through Patreon, that's randomchatter.com/Patreon, you can get into the rest of the many, many, many channels on the Discord server. So come and hang out with us. We're fun. It's a fun time. See you there. And finally, the music you hear on this podcast is Shotgun Senorita by Blue Stolly, and As Silly as the Sentence Sounds, all trademarks are owned by their respective owners. Until next time, guys. Cowabunga, dude.